Time now for our monthly League of Women Voters check-in this morning. Mary Sturford's our guest, and she joins us on the phone this morning. She is the co-president of the Duluth League of Women Voters. Hey, Mary, good morning. So nice to have you with us.
Good morning.
Money in politics seems to be, it seems like it's a topic that more people would be interested in and frankly upset about. Mary, but you don't, with the exception now of one of the candidates who seems to be talking about that quite a bit, you generally, up until now, you haven't heard anything about it. Why is that?
Well, I'm not sure why it is, except that right now, the way things are, politicians are benefiting by the change in the laws because they can receive a lot of money from sources that don't have to be exposed.
And why aren't, again, I just keep coming back to, do people know about it, but they don't care, or they just don't know about it?
Well, I think, I really don't know. I haven't seen a poll of how many people know about it. The League is certainly interested in this and has been since the 1970s and has been doing studies. I think what people are familiar with is the decision by the Supreme Court on the Citizens United that changed some of the rules. And I think also they're familiar with what I would call independent expenditures, or sometimes called dark money, where a group can put up an ad for or against a candidate without the approval or any input from the candidate. And I think we think of like the Swift Boat ad that went against Kerry. And so I think people are familiar with it in that way. And I think they do care about it, but it's kind of hard to know, how do you combat this? I mean, this ruling came down from the Supreme Court.
It's interesting to me to watch social media, and of course everybody's little segment of social media isn't really indicative of social media in general or people's thought in general, but it's interesting to me to see people who demonize perhaps immigrants or perhaps refugees or people they think are leeching off welfare, and yet where the real money and the real power and the real siphoning of resources is going has nothing to do with any of those groups, and with the real, where the real manipulation and the real advantage taking has nothing to do with those groups. Has that manipulation of perception come about accidentally or deliberately, do you think?
Boy, I really don't know. I have not followed it that deeply to really understand that. In fact, that's why the League is sponsoring this event, Money in Politics, so that we can understand these issues better.
Well, and that is going to be a fascinating discussion. It's coming up in a week or so.
Yes.
It's going to be on May 7th at the Harbor City School on Saturday. It's going to be a couple of hours, and folks will have the opportunity to delve into some of these issues a little more deeply, ask some questions, and perhaps find out why it's so difficult to understand, if that's deliberate or accidental, and also what people can do about it. State Representative Paul Thiessen's going to also be there. And why did the League choose to invite him to come and speak?
Well, he has introduced, along with some other legislators, what's called the Disclose Act. And this is one step that the League suggested, and from a group of many steps. But what it does is it would make it more transparent, so that people who are donating large amounts of money would have to be listed. We would know then who's sponsoring an ad or supporting a group. Now there are groups that form a pact, and there's no way of knowing who's the money behind that. And personally, I think about that, and I think, well, it might be a large, very wealthy person, but it also could be somebody from outside of the borders of the United States. I mean, you just think about that. It could be somebody who's got an interest from another country that's trying to influence our government. And so I think it's important that we know who is sponsoring these things, because you know yourself, when you read a letter to the editor and you see who's written it, you have a certain opinion because you know that person, or you know who they are or who they hang with and that sort of stuff. And so I think it's important to know who is saying what they're saying and who's trying to influence us. And one other thing I'd just like to say, that I was looking at some statistics that were put out by the Minnesota League of Women Voters, and they found that these independent expenditures, these are the ones without the candidate's involvement or consent, increased. They spent $4 million more than the candidates did themselves in the legislative races in 2012. So they spent $4 million more. So there's a lot of money being tossed around here without any indication of where it's coming from.
And apparently it's doing some good, or they wouldn't be spending it. Mary, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. We're out of time.
I'd like to just say one thing. This is free, and it's open to the public, and we would love to see them at Harbor City School on May 7th, 9:30 in the morning.
We'll get the link set up so folks will be able to find out the details. It'll be right there on our website at KUMD.org. Mary, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Mary Struffert joined us this morning as our guest. She is the co-president of the Duluth League of Women Voters.